Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson, and we're talking today with Anton Hartman from Sonoma, who is in Minneapolis for the convention there. Anton, let's start by asking you to introduce yourself just a little bit to our listeners who haven't had a chance to get acquainted with you yet.
Bruce, thanks very much for having me on. I have the honor of representing as an alternate delegate the 6th Congressional District here in Minneapolis. I am honored to have this opportunity to be here.
This is your first convention?
This is my first opportunity to go to a national convention.
So some first impressions as to what the whole scene is like.
It was an amazing experience yesterday. Because of Hurricane Gustav, our plans changed, but we still gaveled our convention into session, and the act of sitting in the Excel Center in downtown St. Paul, watching all of that occur was an amazing experience.
Now, Hurricane Gustav has, of course, changed the schedule somewhat, and I understand that you've been involved in some direct responses to the hurricane.
Senator McCain asked all of the delegates, alternates, and guests to step away from politics and instead reach out in service to our fellow Americans on the Gulf Coast. And I personally have had an opportunity in the last 24 hours to attend two different fundraising events, including one last night with the goal of raising $250,000 for American Red Cross efforts. I'm not aware of the final total, but was told it was going very well. Another group of delegates and guests worked to assemble 80,000 care packages to provide to evacuees that have been displaced from their homes to help provide them with the necessities of life and whatever comforts that can be made to those who are safe but in difficult sheltering situations all over the Gulf Coast.
Was there a lot of disappointment that President Bush wasn't actually going to be part of the convention on site?
Certainly there are many in the Republican faithful who always like an opportunity to see the President of the United States. And they were disappointed that he wasn't able to attend. But with the scope of the disaster ongoing, we all understood that his job as President of the United States is much more important than coming here.
We've also been hearing about the protests and some of the arrests being made of protesters and demonstrators outside the convention site. How much of that have you been aware of on the inside?
I have seen only a few small protests, though I'm aware of other substantial protests, but mostly through speaking with others that are here and other media coverage.
Looking ahead to tonight, what are you most anticipating?
We've got a great lineup of speakers tonight. Who I'm especially looking forward to is Senator Fred Thompson, who is a rock-solid conservative who I've personally had an opportunity to work for previously, and like Senator Thompson, I have joined full force the campaign for Senator McCain, but it's always exciting to me to hear someone who is a straight shooter who can articulate the strong conservative Republican principles of freedom, limited government, and a belief in providing opportunities to all Americans by getting government out of the way of people.
Well, Anton, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow and see how that looks in hindsight.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to reporting back to you again tomorrow.